Jess, of course, one of the big changes leads our bulletin segment this week, drive-through commencement, and you have a feature on this from Elva Osterreich.
You're right. It's actually not a feature. It's just a feature photograph on page one. It shows one of the four parades that went past Field of Dreams. This particular one is Oñate High School's graduation ceremony, and it shows a string of the vehicles that were going through to each of the students getting their graduation papers from the principal. So it's a really nice photograph. It is representative of what happened with all four of the schools during this crazy wild time that we're living through.
Okay, speaking of crazy, our primary election is next Tuesday. You've been covering this, and you have another story on it this week about what elections look like in a pandemic.
Right. Mike Cook sat down with both of the chairs of the Democratic and the Republican Party and asked them a series of questions, and we've got those answers. And all of that is on page three of the May 29th edition.
Okay, and one thing that we can say, that we have some positive news of people who feel like they, you know, are inside too much. Things are starting to slowly reopen, some new opportunities as long as we social distance, wear our face coverings. And you have a couple of stories on this. We'll start with what the city of Las Cruces is doing.
Right. They're slowly moving to open up some of the parks and recreational areas and trails. We have a list for people of what is opening up. I thought that was very interesting that at Apodaca Park and Lions Park, they're going to open up the pickleball and tennis courts, respectively, with one court empty between sets of players.
Okay. And I know outside the city, you look at hiking trails in the area.
Yeah, there's a new guide that's out for people who want to take advantage of Southern New Mexico's vast array of hiking trails, and we have a preview of that guide and how to access it for those people who are not like me, who are happy to be couch potatoes. If they want to get out there, they can.
Yeah. Well, I've been a little too much of a couch potatoes. The weight's starting to go add on,
yeah.
So I need to be on the hiking trails, Jess. I'm sorry, but we move on. We've got another story about life in the pandemic. You cannot have award ceremonies like you did before, so the NMSU Theater Department did a virtual ceremony.
Yeah, they did, and it was a really nice one. Mike Cook covered it and participated actually in the Zoom session. It was for students' achievements during the 2019-2020 season, and he has a list of all the winners and the categories in which they won. That's on page 28 of the May 29 bulletin.
Okay. And in your health and well-being section, I see that you have a new columnist. What is she writing about this week?
Alyssa Myrick is part of the Unified Prevention Coalition, which is a division of the Department of Health, or initiative, I should say, of the Department of Health. And so she approached me a few weeks ago and said she'd like to write a monthly column. And she gave me some submissions. They're terrific. And this week she's talking about the dangers of alcohol consumption on teenagers as their brains are developing. And she also gives some tips to parents about how they can limit access to the booze in the house and educate their teens about the dangers of it. All that and more is in this Friday's bulletin, which will hit the newsstands beginning tomorrow evening. And you can also access the entire content at LasCrucesBulletin.com.
Okay, and Jess Williams is the editor of the bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Fred.